This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This dual track, different set of rules for certain people than for others. It frankly should not matter whether you are running for president or running late to a kid's ball game. The same rules ought to apply to everyone. So let me ask you this. Why do you think it's important to use official email to conduct official business?
I believe it's important to do that. I think that certainly every department has chosen to craft the way in which they carry out their business, and it provides for a way of doing business in a secure system.
So you use official email to conduct official business?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. You think Loretta Lynch got herself trapped in a pickle over that? Because that's what everybody's been telling you. But she got to get out of jail free card. Because she's, even when she did her alias, and that's one of the stories that we'll be talking about today, when she did her alias, she used the State Department, or the DOJ computers. She used her grandmother's name, but there you go. Now, she's got other bigger issues than this. She's got issues of colluding with Clinton on the tarmac, and that's starting to leak to the surface. And as I've told you guys, the left, when they started this whole trail of, the Russian narrative and all that, they were in big trouble. It was a desperation move. Wow. It was kind of fun to watch. And it hasn't ended, by the way. The desperation is still there. So what did we learn? Lynch, no different than Hillary Clinton, no different than Eric Holder. But here's what the Daily Caller said. Several of Lynch's emails were included in 413 pages of DOJ documents. Judicial Watch asked for these. And the ACLJ. Both groups filed lawsuits. And they wanted to know about this meeting that Lynch had with Bill Clinton at the Phoenix airport on June 27th of last year. She used the pseudonym Elizabeth Carlisle. And she corresponded with DOJ press officials to hammer out talking points in response to media requests about the meeting. So she's colluding within her own DOJ, not using her own name, using Elizabeth Carlisle. And she knew that by this meeting with Bill Clinton, that they didn't think this was ever going to get out. I mean, that's what you have to understand. They thought we got away with it. And then when it happened, as opposed to using her own attorney general new, email, she decided, okay, I'll go to the stealth email. Now, of course, Comey won't see anything wrong with that. Mr. FBI director. So, as most of us suspected, including brain-dead moronic leftists, Lynch was conspiring with the Clintons. And when it was discovered, she conspired to cover it up. She conspired to put a different face on it. Unbelievable. Overseeing a federal investigation as to whether Hillary Clinton mishandled classified information on her private email system. And then she goes dark. Undercover with her email. Now, she denied wrongdoing in this meeting with Bill Clinton. It was a serendipitous meeting. It was amazing that we happened to meet at an airport in this unmarked plane. And Bill Clinton went, oh my goodness, there's the attorney general who's overseeing my wife's corruption case. Let me go say hello. Thought they were in the clear. And this meeting got revealed not by Loretta Lynch, not by the Clintons, not by the Justice Department, but by a reporter in Phoenix who was working based on a tip. And you know where the tip came from? It came from an observant guy at the Phoenix airport that said, strangely, I just saw Bill Clinton get off of an airplane and go onto the plane of Loretta Lynch. And a reporter jumped on it. In other words, folks, we may never have known anything about this had it not been for an observant grounds personnel at the airport. Now, the cover-up began once these criminal masterminds understood they'd been found out. So on June 28th, this reporter with Phoenix ABC News affiliate contacted the Justice Department and asked about the meeting. An internal DOJ email showed that the request touched off a mad dash to develop talking points. And that's when Loretta Lynch became Elizabeth Carlisle. Yeah, hosted on the Justice Department system. So she kept it on the DOJ system, but went to a different name. How many other aliases does she have? Do you think if Loretta Lynch had been asked under oath if she had any other email addresses or any other aliases, would she would have answered? I don't think she would have answered truthfully. So she gave an excuse for using that email. She said this. That address was and is known to the individuals who process Freedom of Information Act requests. The practice, similar to using initials or numbers in an email, helps guard against security risk and prevent inundation of mailboxes. That's what her attorney said. I get a lot of junk mail. So occasionally I have to go to a different system. Then why not go to Loretta Lynch 2 or L. Lynch or Lynch.Loretta or, you know, something with a number on it so that, you know, Loretta Lynch 44, meaning she's working for the 44th president. Why'd she have to go through all these orchestrations? The aversion to an overflowing email box, inbox, is the defense that Holder used after a pseudonym was revealed last year. Holder used Luau Sindor, which was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's birth name. If I was Kareem, I would have been mad about that. These people are crooked, folks. Criminazis. And it took social media, folks, to track down the fact that Loretta Lynch was using an alias. And this is, let me tell you, this should put a shock through the Democrats, given what WikiLeaks exposed prior to the camp, you know, the camp during the campaign. The more President Trump does to straighten out the country and expose the crooked nature of politics, the more that these brainiacs, these computer brainiacs, are going to want to help him. And I think that's what you're seeing. Anyway, Lynch lied under oath. I'm curious to see where this shakes out. Folks, we got a great hour of radio coming up. Keep it here. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, folks? Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. That's how you can reach us by, internet, email, whatever. And 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. So I have a question for you. Would you fly in a pilotless plane? Would you fly in a pilotless plane? I wouldn't. You wouldn't either? What about you? No? You might? Anyway, I won't even ride in a riderless car, a driverless car. And that's on the ground. I absolutely, positively would not fly in a pilotless plane. Look, I don't know, and it could be just born of ignorance, right? I don't know enough about flying to say that would be a good thing or a bad thing, given that they fly drones all the time. And they do pretty well. Well, I guess they do. But a pilotless plane, maybe I'm too fearful. There are things I'm very strong on. I have no problem, fighting things like that. But are you kidding me? A pilotless plane? Uh-uh. I want a body up there. I want somebody that, you get a wind shear and whew, I don't want the plane to be all, I don't know what to do. And your argument would be, Well, Kevin, a plane is going to make its adjustments, and yeah, it's going to take the people out of it, you know, the emotion out of it. Maybe it won't take the emotion out of me. Would you? I just couldn't do it. Let us know. I'd be curious what your thoughts are. Shoot us a note on Facebook or something. Would you fly in a pilotless plane? Maybe a better question is, what would need to happen? Like, how long would a plane, you know, like, would there need to be no plane crashes for you to say, I feel safe enough to fly in a pilotless plane? I wouldn't go. I'm just telling you right now, if I had to drive more than to the grocery store, even going to the grocery store, I wouldn't drive in a car that doesn't have a driver. And I know we're going to get to this. I mean, I know the technology exists. We could put things in the street. And I was watching traffic patterns the other day and thinking, man, they could easily put sensors in the street that let you know how many cars are back there. And that way, have you ever seen cars that are just waiting at a turn lane or something and they can't turn because it's illegal? But you're going, why can't they go? They're just idling, wasting gas. You would think that the lefties would say, we want this system revamped in order to, you know, to make sure that all this stuff happens automatically. I could automate traffic stops and make that work brilliantly. And, you know, even write in code that look for parade routes or, you know, funerals. It took into account all kinds of things. I would write the code for that. But it just seems to me silly to sit there and wait. It just doesn't make any sense. But, whew, I don't know. I just have to know somebody's got control of the pedal. Somebody can look around. I don't think computers are there yet. No matter how many sensors you have on that car, you as a computer are an amazing creature. God has made you that way. And you can see things coming in the distance. And, you know, like, for example, what if somebody was running up to shoot you in a car? I know this sounds crazy, but just think about it. I watch enough, you know, crazy shows to believe this. What if somebody's running up to shoot you and you can't get that car to move? And the car's like, well, all traffic patterns look good, Kevin. You better go, car. I'm just saying. I want control. I want to be able to say, you get over there and make it happen. Get me out of here. Would you guys ride in a driverless cars? Maybe you millennials are cool with this stuff. You see it as, oh man, it'd be really cool. See, I watch Total Recall. Some of these other sci-fi shows. Not me, baby. Not gonna happen. Hey, there's another story. It's out there. Trump's propaganda folder. I saw this story. I was like, come on, y'all gotta be kidding. Vice News reported that President Trump is fed daily reports referred to as propaganda documents that serve to please the president and put him in a good mood, is what it says. According to Vice, the documents are assembled by the RNC staffers in conjunction with White House staff and are comprised of positive Trump administration headlines to set the bar for the day's agenda. According to Vice. I don't know. Vice, I know, is kind of a leftist thing, but here's the thing about Trump. Trump doesn't need pep talks. Believe me, folks, I've been dealing with guys like Trump for the better part of my adult life, and he doesn't need a pep talk. You don't need to, hey, President Trump, Kevin Jackson tweeted, you know, you're a rock star. I mean, he's not the type. He would just be like, well, I appreciate it. You know, it's good. You know, he's a good guy. Kevin Jackson's a good guy. But this, the notion that he, in order to feel good, you know, to start my day off the right way, I need to make sure I'm woo, is ridiculous. Propaganda documents. The propaganda is this story. I don't know how many clicks Vice got on this, but seriously? It says this, according to Vice. Oh, no, I read that. So here it is. Vice's Alex Thompson, who wrote the article, said that the packet of documents contains good news and that Some in the White House ruefully refer to the packet as the propaganda document. Thompson said that according to sources, the only feedback ever given by Trump about these documents that was that it needs to be more effing positive. So he's looking for positive news, positive feedback. Give me some good news because I don't know how well I'm doing. I'm not sure. Maybe people don't like me as much as I think. Maybe the polls are right. Because, you know, Trump, he's got to be very insecure, right? Of course he is. And they said Axelrod joked that if Obama were given something like that, he would have cracked up laughing. And I'm thinking, if Obama had been given something like that, he'd been given the news, the regular news. The guy could never do wrong. He's so dreamy. He's so great. Barack Obama. So, first of all, I don't believe the story. I think it's a lie. But you know what? If it's true, good for Donald Trump. If that's a feedback mechanism, but I'll tell you this, if it is true, it wouldn't be because Donald Trump is seeing it as weakness. He's seeing it as a barometer of how much news am I getting like this. By the way, why would you call it a propaganda folder if it's real? If Donald Trump is out there and he's the Dow's at record high, the, you know, our credit rating is improving, our GDP has gone through the roof, unemployment at an all-time low. It's not propaganda. It's legit. But leftists pose these discussions around, oh, it's got to be terrible. If he's doing that, he's saying, hey, can you give me some true news for a change to wake up to in the morning as opposed to the fake news so we can be ready to go to battle? Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish-raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
This would kill me when Bruce became Caitlin. That was like a national news story, like at a ridiculous level. I miss that guy. I miss him already. He should have given us a chance to say goodbye. I love, you know, I watched him on the Olympics. I watched him on Chips. I watched him on that horrible show my wife watched where he just walks around in the background. Nobody listened to him. It was so sad.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I agree with Bill Burr. It is sad. Bruce just up and left abruptly. No notice. I mean, I'm sure there were notices around the people that he was close to. Like, Bruce is a bit strange. And, you know, when he started letting the hair grow, this is during the reality show days, but I'm saying leading up to that, was there anything in the past, what, say, 7 years, that would make you say to yourself, Bruce Jenner would become a chick? There's nothing. No warning. Bill Burr, that's who that was. He's hysterical. One of the funniest guys around, comedian-wise. Tells it like it is. And you know what? It's good that we have that kind of comedy. Especially around subjects like this that you really can't talk about. I was watching an episode of the show My Cousin Vinny. I used to write comedy for a guy named Godfather Vinny. Anyway, My Cousin Vinny. And you remember when Marissa Tomei is up there and he says, well, what makes you an expert? And she, you know, worked in my father's garage as a mechanic. And he says, as a mechanic? She says, yeah. And then he says, what did you used to do? She says, I did tune-ups, you know. And I think one of the things she says is reworked trannies and stuff like that. And I was thinking, there come a time, you mark my words, they will bleep that word out. You won't be able to say tranny, in short for transmission, because it can be used in a, quote, derogatory fashion. Nobody even has the guts to put it in its proper perspective. You know what the word is for cigarette, right? The old school word for cigarette rhymes with hag. It's now offensive to gays. If a word is offensive to gays, you got to get rid of it, apparently. So you can't say that word for a cigarette. Pretty soon, and I heard this, I heard if we put the word tranny in a blog post, Facebook censors it, Google censors it, etc., and they mark it way down in the rankings. They won't show it. It's ridiculous. You have to write feel-good articles in order for those guys to say everything's okay. Anyway, that's not what I want to write. Want to talk about. I want to talk about what Caitlyn Jenner is up to. because Bruce turned Caitlin has made a lot of bold moves in his or her lifetime, but none of them as bold as the move that I'm about to share with you. You see, forget that the epitome of manhood in the 80s has now turned into a woman. And I want you to go with me on this because Bill Burr, the clip that we led in with, sort of illustrates what I'm about to say, which is how many man crushes were destroyed when Bruce turned into Caitlin? I mean, you know anybody that was like, what? You got to be kidding. Look, I'll put it to you this way. There's hardly a guy on the planet that grew up during that time that didn't think Bruce Jenner was like, whoa, this is a... It wasn't like, not in some gay kind of way, but just like, you know, all the guys wanted to be him kind of thing. He was a guy you went, now that's the dude that gets all the girls in college. The guys want to be, you know, invite him to every party, and nobody wants to, you know, put something in his drink so they can beat the crap out of him. I mean, that's the guy you wanted to be. Bruce. So I don't know how many man crushes were destroyed, but how many guys who spoke of Bruce Jenner's prowess and, you know, and all the things that I just described now need therapy because they're wondering, is there some latent thing that they were seeing Caitlin when they thought of Bruce? The man on the Wheaties box. Iconic manhood in the form of America's Olympic winning decathlete is now a woman. I just have to set the backdrop. The only thing that I took worse was finding out this Navy SEAL became a woman. That became the toughest woman in the world immediately. Former Navy SEAL. You got to know who this person. I couldn't tell you the name. Wants to run for public office too. Nevertheless, Caitlin has no shame for that move, for becoming a woman. Bruce turned Caitlin, hasn't even looked back. It isn't like Bruce came out and did a press conference as Caitlin and said, look, I know a lot of fellas. You depended on me. I represented manhood. Deal with the new Bruce. Deal with Caitlin now. She's here and she's queer. Now part of the LGBTQ community. Now, for all intents and purposes, Bruce could have been part of the LGBTQ community for a while. I mean, maybe he was a B. Okay? Does Caitlin feel bad for leading on Chris Kardashian? I asked this question when it occurred. You know, it reminded me of Jason Collins, the B-League bench warmer basketball player who was at the end of his career. LGBTQ hero who led a woman, this white chick, good looking girl. I think she was either a volleyball player or a basketball player, tall white girl, good looking girl, had her as his fiance as he's leading this double dangerous life as a queer bisexual. Is he Q or is he B? I don't know, but because they proudly call themselves queer, for those of you who think that I was being offensive, I'm not. He let this woman believe she was going to get married to him one day. Then Jason Collins declares his love of men. No apology necessary, right? Gay trumps white chick problems all day long and twice on Sundays. She just had to deal with it. Caitlin gave Chris Kardashian, Bruce did, the runaround. Yeah. Bruce bailed her out when things were rocky with her marriage to the famed defense attorney for O.J. Simpson. I forget his name, but I know it was Kardashian. Was it not Rob? Rob's brother. But anyway, that Kardashian dude. But that was in the past, right? I mean, you bail out a woman. You say, hey, Chris Kardashian, you're beautiful. I want to be with you. My name is Bruce. You go to her husband and say, everything's cool, man. I got this. I'll take care of the family. He's like, okay. But I don't think if Bruce had told Chris Kardashian his real feelings, I think she would have taken a different path and not needed a liquor license. You know what I mean? Of course you do. But don't expect Caitlin to apologize for that because, see, there are bigger fish to fry in the life of Caitlin Jenner. And Caitlin had a fish fry-a-palooza recently when she was spotted in a Make America Great Again hat. Driving in some little sports car, Caitlin has his hat on, cruising down the way, and the word got out, the picture got out with Caitlin driving this little car with this Make America Great Again hat, and the wrath of the LGBT community came hard and fast, because how dare a trans support whomever they wish? The LGBTQ community has to be kept in check, just like black folks. And they will go after Caitlin if she steps out of line. So Caitlin issues an apology. Said she didn't know what she was thinking. And I want to read you this from the Daily Caller. Pictures of the transgender spokesman came out on Thursday sporting a fire engine red hat as he drove from his home in Malibu, California. So paparazzi caught him. He was going to the Sherwood Country Club for a round of golf. Jenner told TMZ he rummaged quickly through his things to find a hat to keep his hair from blowing all over the place while riding in his convertible. Said no dude ever. Anyway, he didn't realize that he'd chosen the hat with President Trump's slogan on it. So, oh my gosh, I chose the wrong hat. They said Jenner even headed into a Starbucks after the golf match, still wearing the hat. Then he formally apologized to friends and the public during an interview with TMZ and said he couldn't believe what he had done. I apologize to all the trans community. I made a mistake. We'll never do it again. And I'm getting rid of the hat. It appears Bruce Caitlin doesn't know who he is. It's comical, folks, to think that of all the dramatic, outrageous stunts that Jenner has pulled in his or her life, however you want to look at it, it's the wearing of a Make America Great Again hat that has him the most embarrassed. So I'd ask Jenner, when does the LGBTQ trump country? Make America Great Again offends the LGBTQ? I suggest Make Syria Great Again might make Caitlin and other LGBTQ feel more free, huh? The America where Bruce can be a freak named Caitlin is a pretty remarkable country, folks. And I dare Caitlin to take her act to the Middle East and see how well she fares.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm not a big fan of Steve Jobs, personally.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just don't understand what the big deal was with that guy.
I don't get it. He's like Edison. I don't know. He invented all this stuff, everybody. What are you talking about?
But did he? Did he sit down and like, I'm going to invent the iPhone, and just sat there soldering, possibly welding, right? Didn't he have like a crew of guys helping him out?
Sure, maybe he did.
So why, when he went to those nerd fests, didn't he have like a chorus of scientists behind him who helped him out too? He walked out like he was Tesla. Like tapping into electricity.
I'm not with you.
I think he just kind of like told people what to invent. Like, he just kind of came in like, I want my whole music collection in that phone. Get on it! And then all these nameless, faceless guys made it happen.
Yeah.
And then they have the big nerd concert, and he goes out there by himself. No belts, you know, sneakers on. Just the way he advertised. Jesus, Gandhi, me! I just thought that was a little... Gee, you think I was, like, trashing the president or something. You guys are really, like, pulling back.
It's worse than that for people. Everyone's got an iPhone, you know?
Hey, look. No, I can't say that. I was going to say he's gone. They still came out with another one, right?
I love Bill Burr. You know, it's so true. You guys remember when I played that clip a while back, and I said it's exactly... That is the most observant thing about Jobs anybody's ever said. He doesn't invent anything. He comes on and he just says, I want to do this. And people go, that's an amazing thing. And for all intents and purposes, any dope head could come along and go, you know what, man, I like Zach. If you could put doo-doo in a little bag and then consolidate it and it's like a pill and then you never have to go to the bathroom again. And somebody goes, all right, well, let's figure out how to do it. And I'm not knocking Jobs. I mean, when you look at... idea people. I happen to be one. You have these great ideas, and sometimes you do want people to implement it. There are people smarter than you who need to be challenged with these ideas. But the problem is when we transfer that to government. And we have a bunch of leftists who have these great ideas. And these ideas cannot be made into anything that comes into fruition. You could tell me right now, I would love to have a spaceship to go to the moon. And I want to be able to get there in a day and back. Great idea. Doesn't work. You can tell me I want to put together a society built on socialism that works. It doesn't work. So, you know, look, I'll give you an example. We look at welfare. We look at all these programs that the left talk about are going to help people that aren't helping people. And then, worse than that, you look at them, and not only are they not helping people, they're teaching people how to defraud the government. So I'll give you an example. 7 South Carolina women who received food stamps as part of a $5 million food stamp fraud scheme pleaded guilty of defrauding the government of more than $20,000 at a store at Rock Hill. Now, their part of it was pretty small. 7 women in South Carolina. But the fraud is $5 million. And in the scheme of things, that's a drop in the bucket to the government. But I want you to think back on Obamacare fraud. They had the recent bust of $1.3 billion in health care fraud. I don't know how many people it involved. 419, I think, was the number. 112 doctors and assorted other vendors taking your tax dollars, giving people opioids, abusing them, and making themselves rich, and simultaneously creating a bunch of junkies that are out on the street. This is ridiculous. So when I hear these leftists talk about, oh, look at all the rich people getting rich, and I think to myself, perhaps. We need to stop them too. But don't dismiss these little, and then people dismiss the size of it. Well, they're just the little people. Yeah, 5,000 here, 3,000 here, 2,000 there, whatever. But there are thousands, if not millions, of people doing this every single day. They aren't getting caught, and the ones that do get caught are rarely prosecuted. And so what you find out is, you know, this is where the dollars are going. This is where the fraud is occurring. Now, some people go, well, Kevin, that's the dirty underbelly of government. And unfortunately, it keeps people working. You know, that's a job for some people. Really, that's your excuse? Go get a real job. But what I'm getting at is I look at these people that think they've got these great ideas. Obamacare, it's a great idea. No, it isn't. It's an idea that is killing people. They think that putting more people on food stamps is a great idea. Oh, we you know, added 16 million people to the food stamp world. It's a great idea. No, you didn't. You created more people who are defrauding hardworking Americans. Look, folks, it's tough enough. I don't know how you feel about it. It's tough to keep the lights on, a roof over your head. And so we've got this going. I'll give you another one. Michelle Obama says, oh, you know, we can launch our food lunch program and everything will be good. Well, she did. She launched her food lunch program. And she used a guy named David Binkle, He was a pioneer among school nutrition advocates. And they wanted him to use produce and meats by local growers to reduce the number of fatty meals that got served in schools. And kids were throwing away this food. And we've talked about it. I chronicled it many times. These kids, it was inedible. It was inedible. I told you guys, my own son, he comes home with an orange. And this thing looked, it was practically hard. And I said, what are you doing with this orange? He says, oh, they gave him out at the door as we were leaving school. And I go, he goes, no, they're nasty, Dad. I said, come on, it's an orange. I took that thing home. I ate it. It is absolutely nasty. I mean, it tasted like a lemon. It was nasty. It was overdone. You know, it was far too long. I can't, you know how those oranges, they get that grainy texture to them? That's the way it was. It was like it had no juice, like vampires had sucked the juice out of it. Is that what they call a blood orange? Anyway, it sucked the juice out of this thing. And they can't give them away. Kids are throwing these things away. So as opposed to throwing them away, they'd say, oh, we'll give them to the kids as they leave school. They leave school, then they throw them away. Anyway, back to Binkle. Los Angeles Unified School District serves nearly 700,000 meals per day. The chef who helped lead the charge saw vegetarian curries, pad thai noodles, quinoa salads replace chicken nuggets and corn dogs is under fire. Now, the initiatives won the L.A. County School District all kinds of awards, drew praise from Michelle Obama. She was fighting childhood obesity. And Binkle got appearances on TEDx and other stuff. But as he was revolutionizing meals for the district students, it's alleged that he was illegally funneling tens of thousands of dollars of district money into his private consulting firm. And see, this is my problem with the left. They always do this. At some point, it has to become something they can earn money from. It's not enough that David Binkle has a good job. He gets recognized by people and so on and so forth. He believes he's done a good job. But for the record, I'm not saying I love pad thai noodles. I'll even eat vegetarian curries. But I like corn dogs and I like chicken nuggets and there's nothing wrong with them. But the thing that's wrong with it is you know that somewhere down the line he's feathering his own nest. That's what they do. Everybody in the left is a politician of sorts. There are no people that just do their jobs. Just go out there and say, I'm the food chef or whatever, the food czar for L.A. County. Bada bing, bada boom. They can't just do that. So they say he's got about $65,000 of the district's money in his firm. And, of course, he pocketed some of it. And he's supposed to be helping the kids. I'll tell you this. You go to any major school, metropolitan school district in the country, and you'll find more fraud and more waste than in practically any legitimate business, especially one the size of like an L.A. County. Dallas County, I told you guys about one of the big scandals that happened there. Guy built two $2 million homes, one for himself and one for his friend, after being a whistleblower. This is happening all over the country, folks. All these great ideas of the left, the things that they claim are, you know, we should be excited about. There's nothing to be excited about. Socialism doesn't work. And not allowing these choices and thinking one size fits all dooms everybody.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.